Hi, my name is Anthony Turner from Transform Your Business, and today I'm going to be having a chat to you about a topic that's really dear to my heart. It's called Hamster No More, Surviving the Small Business Treadmill. First off, let's ask you a couple of questions. Are you like the many small business owners around the world who are working hard, working longer hours, spending less and less time with family and friends? Are you also one of those business owners that are feeling more and more stressed as the demands of your business grow? Have you probably felt on many occasions, or you might even feel it right now, that you're like a hamster on a wheel where you're running faster and faster and faster but getting nowhere? I thought that might be the case because you are part of the majority of business owners that we get to see. So today, what I'm going to do is provide some insights into why you might feel that way and provide some simple but effective tips to help you get your life back. So enough of the small talk. I know you don't have a lot of time to spare. Getting trapped on the hamster wheel you call your business was really easy. In most cases, I've found that business owners are either control freaks who have to do it all themselves, or they forget to say no to everyone else's interruptions, dramas, and unrealistic demands. It really is that simple to start with, but it gets a lot more complicated as time goes by, because over time, you train everyone around you to either leave you alone. After all, you're Superman, you don't need any help. Or you train them to rely on you so much that when it comes time for sticking your hand up for some help, there's no one around to ask. It's also likely you've been feeling desperate about a whole range of things like inconsistent cash flows, paying bills, losing valued clients, losing valued staff, or even feeling guilty about the kids who ask your wife, "Who's that man?" when you walk through the door at night, and that's if they're awake when you get home. Or even you might be too exhausted to go out and spend some time at sport or with mates like you used to. It's also likely that your diet's gone to the pack. You know how hard it is to eat properly when there's so little time. You might be drinking a bit more, and your health is on a slow slide to God only knows where. But the big question I've got for you to think about is, are you happy? See, if you're not happy, you've got to do something about it. And the first step in getting off the hamster wheel that you call your business is exactly this. Stop. Yeah, I can hear your alarm bells ringing already, but there's no easy way of saying this. Stop means stop. I remember reading how Hugh Hefner found out about stopping when he was traveling on a bullet train in Japan one time. He realized his whole life was like that speeding train. Everything in the window was rushing by at 200 kilometers an hour, and he had no time to enjoy anything. So at the next station, he got off the train. That's right, he stopped. He took in the scenery. He walked a little. And he made a decision to never run his life that fast anymore. Sure, I can hear you saying, well, that's okay for him. He's got lots of money, but money's not the issue. There are literally millions and millions of people living happily around the world who've got no money. What it's really about is being content with what you do have and being fulfilled by what you do. The second step was shown in the example above. It's about making the decision to run your life differently. And that means really being honest about what you would like to achieve and making some decisions about, yes, you are going to make those changes. Step three is to spend some time, not all of your time, but some time, remembering or getting a feel of how you would like your life to be in the future. You can't change the past, but you can change your future. Think about the reasons why you went into business originally and ask whether those reasons are still valid. And then spend some time thinking and writing down what you would now like to achieve. Now, one of the most important things at this time is about making this decision. It's about making your decision about how you would like your life to be going forward and not to consider the impact your decisions might have on others at this time. Sure, I know others' needs are important, and you are going to have to take other people into account, but at this point, it's important to concentrate on making sure you do what's right for you. The next thing is to take that reality check, and this might be harder for some than others, but it's about taking a reality check about your health, your diet, your fitness, and your mental attitude, and making some solid decisions about doing what you need to do, whether that's diet, exercise, or whatever, to prepare yourself for enjoying the lifestyle you've chosen to create. It's no good creating it if you're going to have a heart attack and die. Lastly, you're going to have to think about who, and there might be several who's, you're going to get to help you on this journey towards your desired lifestyle and business. You see, the truth is you're unlikely to be successful by yourself unless you've had this magic change where you were exceedingly determined, resolute, and able to make these hard changes easily. I mean, after all, it was doing it your way that got you into this mess in the first place. Okay, so now we've spoken about how you got into strife, and we've told you the only way to get off the hamster wheel is to stop. So let's talk now about a few insights and tips to help you understand how you might do business differently. I've worked with probably 1,500 or more small business owners over the last 6 years, and in that time, I've come to realize there's two reasons why most fail. And those are that they either are not clear about their goals or they don't really know what's going on in their businesses. So we've developed a thing called our five pillars for success. And you know, we've found these to be key in creating and keeping a life and business heading in the right direction. So what are these pillars? All right, well, pillar number one is to know where you are. And to achieve this, what we do is we undertake regular reality checks to look at, you know, what your skills are, what resources you have available, what are the attitudes, and we have to determine both what you have and what's missing so that we can actually bring those additional skills in and keep on track with that, so that you've got everything you need when you need it. Pillar number two is to decide where you're going, and this is the goal thing I was talking about earlier. So we've got to get clear about what you want to choose from your life, and we've got to create a description of what it is. We write these thoughts down into a plan so that enables you to see first what you're aiming for, and second, we can then break these down into steps so that you have an idea of working out the actions that you've got to take to get you up the ladder of success to wherever it is that you're looking to get to. Pillar number three is to decide your income. And I can, once again, I can hear those alarm bells. What? You might be saying, decide my income when I haven't got enough money to meet the monthly bills, let alone pay myself a wage. But therein lies the problem. The energy intent and is so many small businesses focused entirely on paying bills rather than generating income. So the first thing that we do is we sit down with our clients and we create a budget to focus on how much money is required to have both the lifestyle that's desired and a successful business. Next thing we do is we add in a minimum of 20% profit to grow the business, because if you don't plan for money to grow the business, you know, you're using what I call the Tats Lotto approach, where you're hoping it's going to turn up when you need it. So once you've added all these amounts together, the budget tells you how much money you require to make it all happen. The next question, obviously, is how do you generate this income? Which takes us into the next pillar, which is pillar number four, tell the world. And this is where we work out all the marketing and promotional stuff. You know, I'm sure you know that there are many, many, many important marketing points, but there are two that I believe are often overlooked and are crucial to marketing success for every business. Now, the first of these is your marketing image. Whether you realize it or not, everything you say and do in your business tells a story about you and your business and determines how your business is perceived by your clients. Think about a shop with peeling paint, dirty windows, faded signs, dead flies in the window, and untidy, dusty shelves, and somebody behind the counter greets with you, "Can I help you?" You know, does this create a picture of pride and caring or a sense of welcome in your mind? Does it help you become positive in terms of your mental expectations of being satisfied with your purchase or with the follow-up service you're likely to receive? I thought not, but remember, this is how your customers and potential customers evaluate you and your business. So one of the things I'm going to get you to do is walk outside, put your customer shoes on, and then walk back into your business and ask yourself, how are my customers seeing my business and me? The second point is connecting with your clients. Look, you might like to think that the reason our clients come and buy from us is because, you know, we're top people. But in truth, the only reason they buy from us is because we have a solution to a problem they're looking to fix. I mean, most customers are tuned into radio station WIIFM, What's In It For Me, when they come shopping in our stores. So the fact that we're top people helps, but we have to remember, they're only interested in solving their problems. So it's crucial that we tailor all our marketing around this point. All of our message have to be about helping them solve their problems. Pillar number five is to manage for success. You know, sadly, the majority of small and many large businesses we help manage their businesses to avoid failure rather than manage them for success. By managing for success, what we mean is selecting appropriate management tools, systems, and processes that ensure both business efficiency and maximize customer satisfaction. But more importantly, they also work on those key performance indicators of the business that determine our success. And we manage to do those things rather than all the stuff. So on a final note, I trust this has provided a bit of a wake-up call and some insights to help you get off the hamster wheel you call your business. I know from personal experience the many benefits that both I and others have enjoyed as a result of implementing these ideas. But a word of caution, these ideas are not a magic bullet for overnight change. Change will only happen if you're clear and stay focused on the life you desire, if you make the positive changes you know you have to make, and if you are willing to learn and try new ways of doing what you have to do. Until next time, this is Anthony Turner from Transform Your Business.